Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Andrew Hinton and Doug Osborne from the Sitka Homeless Coalition. Going to talk about a kickoff today of a special fundraising for their Shelter for All program. Both of you, thank you for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Erin.
So this this fundraising event, this is obviously this has been the Sitka Homeless Coalition has been together for a number of years now, addressing homelessness in Sitka, and this is a pretty exciting project. This money is going towards actual building of shelters for people in need of them. For this fundraiser in particular, the kickoff today, what's making it special?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. As you mentioned, there have been folks living in Sitka for a long time who have been chronically unhoused. It's been a problem that a number of groups have tried to address. And, as we know, it is something that is a persistent problem in our community, as well as communities all around the country. Today, we're hoping to kick off the Shelter for All in Sitka campaign, a fundraising campaign centered around ending homelessness in Sitka. We're hoping to raise $25,000 by the end of the year. This money is going to go towards the development of permanent supportive housing for Sitkins that have been experiencing chronic homelessness. Specifically for the Hitkisani project, the Little Houses project, we're hoping to create little houses for people who have been experiencing homelessness. It's been something that has been a long time in the works now, and something that we're getting ever closer to, and we really want to keep the momentum and hit our fundraising goals so that we can make this vision a reality.
That's really exciting to hear, because this has been something that's been spoken of and been a area of concern for years, and to know that not only is the group still charging forward with it, but there's actual concrete plans of like, this is what is going to be built, this is where it's going. It's a really exciting step to have, and yeah, you can't stop the momentum now. And the Sitka Rotary Club is helping in that in the next couple weeks with this fundraising campaign. How are they helping?
Yeah, that's right. We're so lucky to have the Sitka Rotary Club partnering with us on this. So for the next 2 weeks, any dollar you donate will be matched by the Sitka Rotary Club, up to a cap of $2,000. So effectively, the impact of your dollar will be doubled. If you donate $20, it'll be as though you're donating $40 to the Sitka Homeless Coalition, which is really fantastic and makes it a perfect time to get to double your impact through the Sitka Rotary Club.
Amazing. It's great to have that extra oomph behind it, because every little dollar does count. We were speaking before we went on air of there is obviously a value of just there's always just money makes a lot of things happen, but not only that's necessarily the size or the dollar amount has an impact, but just the number of people involved. Any couple bucks thrown in does have an impact in greater gathering of funds. I think you said with some of the grants that you were able to secure is looking for, okay, well, how many people in your community are behind you too?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's important to remember that any and all support helps. Even small donations are extremely valuable to us. And as you mentioned, it reflects the fact that Sitkins support this work, that this is something that matters to us in our community. When we're talking to potential partners, to potential grantors, that's one of the first things that they ask. They ask us, show us your local support. And the number of individual contributions, the individual dollars raised is a fantastic way to do that. And really shows that this is something that matters to Sitkins, that this is something that's important to us. And it's a reflection of our values as a community.
That's wonderful. And this is definitely a community that cares. And nice way to show it is throw a couple bucks in, have that power doubled by the Sitka Rotary Club. So for this project, for the houses that will be built, when did that, in this iteration, this actual getting those blueprints out, when did that process start? It's been spoken of for a number of years. Was there a key starting date of like, no, we're gonna make sure that ground is broken, this is what it's gonna look like?
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, right, this is something that there have been a number of groups that have tried to address homelessness in Sitka, and for the Sitka Homeless Coalition, which has been around for a few years now, this has been a long-term goal. It's something that really, I think, kicked off with the health summit last year, before I was around in Sitka, actually. I don't know if you want to speak a little bit more to that, Doug, but it's, or maybe I should let you speak a little more to that, Doug.
Yeah, I think this fifth group that Andrew's talking about, Sitka Homeless Coalition, started in 2017 and came up with this vision about small, modest cabins that are warm, dry, and safe. Those are the three key words up on Jarvis Street, and brought that idea to the Health Summit in 2021. It was selected as a top goal. And since then, there's been a ton of community support, and there's been plans, and there's been permits, and there's been site development, and there's been hiring people, and then getting the first executive director, Andrew, was another big step. So this has been years in the making, and I think we can all say with confidence, it has never been closer than we are right now. And this really big ending of 2022, reaching this goal and giving that momentum and that operating funds is really going to set us up for success in 2023. So if you have a minute, go to sheltersitka.org. Any amount is good. You can go to Alps and just drop something off. Last year, we had a goal of 20,000 to be raised, and we met that within a few days, raised it to 40, met that within a couple of weeks, raised it to 60, exceeded that, went to 70. So this is a generous community. This is a community that cares. And then this is a way to just show caring. There's people in our community that are in a very hard situation with housing. And then when we build these cabins, it's going to be a game changer for them and for us as a town. Aaron, you were saying that we're a community that cares. This is how we can show that. And we can get that full circle of care, caring for all ourselves and other humans and animals and Brother Raven and our pets. And we could care. This is a town that's big enough heart. We can care all the way around. And so this is a part showing that.
And how exciting is it, you saying, since starting in 2017 of groups trying to actually get a physical, say, something really happening to address this problem in a real way, how exciting that it's truly coming to fruition here. And this, when is the goal for actually breaking ground and starting construction on these small homes?
Yeah, we intend to break ground in 2023. Of course, there are a million things that we're working on. Fundraising is just part of that, and raising capital. But we have the permitting process, and we have funds coming in through some other grantors, Murkowski money. We intend to break ground. We're hopeful for late spring in 2023. We are really conscientious of the fact that these are people who have been outside for a long time, and we know that, you know, things take time and that projects like these don't happen overnight, but we're conscientious of the fact that every day that we're delayed is a day that people have to stay outside. And we really want to get this project done as fast as we can, and it to be a lasting resource, something that that really addresses the problem that we're facing in our community with homelessness.
Oh, it's really exciting to hear this project having such momentum and such support behind it. And this next 2 weeks of the donation window, you'll have that doubling effort with the Sitka Rotary Club. And Doug, you were saying the easiest way for folks to donate is at sheltersitka.org. And that's also where folks can find out more information about Sitka Homeless Coalition. Are you still looking for additional help beyond the monetary means of people who have some spare time on their hands and are looking to put it to good use?
Yeah, on the website, there's a place you can sign up as a volunteer.
Yeah,
and then Andrew, do you want to mention the Cleaning for a Cause?
Yeah, today we're going to be doing Cleaning for a Cause. So at 2:30, we're meeting downtown. Where are we meeting again? We're meeting at the Crescent Harbor Park, correct, Doug?
The playground next to the Science Center, playground. The community playground. Yeah.
Community playground, right. And I think then we're going to be working our way downtown towards Lincoln Street, and we're just going to be kicking off the campaign, trying to get back to the community by cleaning up. If you're at all interested in volunteering or interested in asking questions, I believe we're going to be passing out some flyers. And in addition to that, we have our first annual meeting as an organization coming up on December 7th. I know that's still a few weeks out, but on December 7th at the Nakahiti House from 6 to 8, we'll be having our first annual meeting. There will be dinner, a silent auction, and we'll be able to inform anyone who's interested a little bit about what we're working on and the goals of the organization.
Excellent. Well, we're just about out of time this morning, but thank you both for joining me this morning and for your work with the Sitka Homeless Coalition and taking a goal of the community and bringing it actually into reality, into 3D structures. And for folks who are willing and able to donate, they can go to sheltersitka.org. And it's the Sitka Rotary Club that we can thank this week for doubling that effort.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. If you are able to, any amount helps. Also, just by helping to spread the word of this campaign. And yeah, thank you so much for having us, Erin. It's been fantastic.
It's a pleasure. Andrew Hinton and Doug Osborne of the Sitka Homeless Coalition, taking a dream into a reality. Any and all donations going to sheltersitka.org, the goal of $25,000 by the end of the year. Thank you both for joining me this morning and for your work.
Thank you.
Thanks, Erin.